Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 11, Explanation of Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Verse 11. Nivritta Marun Manoksha, Dridha Yoga Yujo, Ridhiyana, Munaya Upasate, Tad Arayopi, Yayu Smaranat. Striya Uragindra Bhoga Bujadanda Vishakta Dhyo Vayam Apite Sama Samadrisho Angri Saroja Sudha. The personified Vedas continue to pray. Dear Lord Krishna, there are many mystic yogis who are very learned and deliberate in achieving the highest perfection of life. They engage themselves in the yogic process of controlling the life air within the body, concentrating the mind upon the form of Vishnu, and controlling the senses very rigidly. They practice the yoga system. But even after much laborious austerity, penance, and regulation, they achieve the same destination as persons who are inimical towards you. In other words, both the yogis and the great wise philosophical speculators ultimately attain the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is also automatically attained by the demons who are regular enemies of Lord Krishna. Demons like Kamsa, Shishupala, and Dantavakra also attained the Brahman effulgence because they constantly meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Women, such as the gopis, were attached to Krishna and captivated by his beauty, and their mental concentration upon Krishna was provoked by lust. They wanted to be embraced by the arms of Krishna, which resemble the beautiful round shape of a snake. Similarly, there are the Vedic hymns, and we also simply concentrate our minds on the lotus feet of your lordship. Women like the gopis concentrate upon you dictated by lust, and we concentrate upon your lotus feet in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Your enemies also concentrate upon you, thinking always how to kill you. And the yogis undertake great penances and austerities just to attain your impersonal effulgence. All these different persons, although concentrating their minds in different ways, achieve spiritual perfection according to their different perspectives, because you are equal to all of your devotees. Srila Sridhar Swami has composed a very nice verse in this regard. Charana smaranam prena tava deva sudurlabham yatha kathanchid nrihare mama bhuyad ahar nisham. My dear Lord Krishna, to be engaged always in thinking of your lotus feet is very difficult, but it is possible by great devotees who have already achieved love for you and who are engaged in transcendental loving service. My dear Lord Krishna, I wish that my mind may also be engaged somehow or other upon your lotus feet, at least for some time. The attainment of spiritual perfection by different spiritualists is explained in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Lord Krishna says, Ye yatha mang prapadyante, tangs tathaiva bhajamyaham, mama vartmanu vartante, manushya partha sarvasha. Krishna grants the perfection the devotee desires in proportion to the devotee's surrender unto him. The impersonalists, yogis, and enemies of Lord Krishna enter into Lord Krishna's transcendental effulgence. But the personalists who are following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, or who are strictly following the path of devotional service, are instead elevated to the personal abode of Krishna, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan, or else to the Vaikuntha planets. Both the impersonalists and the personalists enter into the spiritual realm or the spiritual sky, but the impersonalists are given their place in the impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas the personalists are given a position in the Vaikuntha planets or in the Vrindavana planet according to their desire to serve Lord Krishna in different mellows. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 11, Explanation of Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Verse 11. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.